morning I have a very, very needy subject to share with you. When I was first given the indication that I would be invited to speak one Sunday, immediately the Lord dropped into my heart this sentence: the secret of the Christian strength. What is the secret of the Christian strength? You talk to people and you will find that so many people have come through periods of bereavement. That's hard, but they've remained strong. Some have come through times of great sickness and pain, but they've remained strong. Some women have been betrayed by their husband, who has run off with a younger model. Shame on him. But she's remained strong, and you'll find her in the house of God this morning, worshiping the Lord. How come? What is the secret of the Christian friend? It happens to men too, where the wife runs off with someone else. People have been betrayed. Many Christians have been hurt. People condemn social networks like Facebook. Why? I believe because they don't understand it. I believe because they've heard a bad story. I'm on it because I can reach people across the world. I'm on it because as I read the stories, I had a message come in last night from a lady. I'll not give you any names, I'll not give you any giveaway details. A lady who cannot go to church anymore because church hurt her so much. Isn't that sad? Now she watches television and the Lord reaches her through the medium of television, and her friends are friends on Facebook. But how can people come through this? We know as Christians, there are people, as we sit here, there are people being persecuted. Some may even die for their faith, but they remain strong. They will not give in. They will not quit. They will keep going. Because, as the Apostle Paul said at the end of his life, he said, "I fought a good fight. I've finished the course. And I've kept the faith." But I want to know, what is the secret? Because there is a secret. And it's not going to be a secret anymore, because I'm going to tell it this morning, loud and clear, in the time that I have. In your own time, will you please read again the story of Samson? I think of Samson as the he-man with the she problem. He would see a woman and he would say to his friends, "Get her for me." And they would say, "Oh, no, no, no. She's not good enough for you. Look, she pleases me. I want her. Get her for me." It didn't matter to Samson if the woman was a prostitute. He went with her. And now he's with a woman called Delilah. Delilah, he loves her. And Delilah is an agent for the Philistines, the enemy of God's people. And Delilah says to him, "Samson, this amazing strength that you have, what's the secret? Tell me. Oh, come on, baby, tell me." Well, for sake of time, and I want you to read the story in Judges 16, he gave her three answers. He said, "If you bind me, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, then I'll become weak like other men. My strength will leave." She got the Philistines to do exactly as he said. And each time, whatever they bound him with, however they tried, he would just get up and go, and he was free. And now she does what many ladies do. She says, "I thought you loved me. If you really loved me, you'd tell me the truth." And the Bible says she so pressed him that she distressed him. And he gave in. He said, "Oh, all right then, I'll tell you." He said, "You see, before I was born, my parents dedicated me to God and the service of God." He said, "Yes, I'm a judge." And he said, "Yes, I have mighty strength." And he says, "I have this mighty strength because the Spirit of God comes on me. And when the Spirit of God comes unto me, he says, that which I cannot do in the natural, I can do in the supernatural. And he said, as a sign of my Nazarite vow, my hair is not to be shaved. It's not to be cut. If someone were to come and cut my hair, leave it short, I'll lose my strength. So, he had the most expensive haircut of his life. She lulled him to sleep on her lap. And when he's asleep, she had someone come with some scissors, cut his hair. Then she said, Samson, baby, wake up. And he woke up. And he said, I'll go out and I'll shake myself as at other times. Samson, there's a problem. The only one you're going to shake this time is yourself. Not going to shake anyone else. Samson, the Bible says, he didn't know. He didn't realize. But the Spirit of God had left him. And now the Philistines come and they bind him. And they blind him. And they cause him to walk round and round like a donkey, pulling a heavy millstone wheel. And they laugh and they mock. The he-man with the she problem. What happened? Samson, what happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Unfortunately, Samson loved Delilah more than he loved the Lord God Almighty. Otherwise, he would never, ever in a million years have played with the anointing on his life. He never, ever would have touched the sign of the Nazarite vow. And so in that story is where I get the setting for the question, what is the secret of the Christian strength? Delilah wanted to know, the Philistines wanted to know, the enemy wanted to know. Find out what is the secret of Samson's great strength. We must know, we've got to know, find out. First of all, the secret of the Christian strength lies in the relationship with Almighty God. Amen? That's the most precious thing. The secret of the Christian strength lies in the relationship with God. It's a relationship that's initiated by faith, and it's built by knowledge. Knowledge gained through the precious word of God. In Jeremiah 9:23, the Lord says this, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories, or him that boasts, let him that glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Friend this morning, or listening to a recording, do you know the Lord God Almighty? Have you had a personal encounter with him? Have you placed your faith in him? God says it's impossible to please him without faith. For he or she that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In Daniel 11:32, the Bible says, the people that do know their God, what will happen? They will be strong, not wince. They will be strong and they will do exploits. They will do amazing things. Listen to Caleb. He's only a young man of 85 and he's not going around saying, you can't expect a lot at my age. And I'm not mocking anybody. Because I've heard people 50 years of age say that, 60 years of age say that. You can't expect a lot at my age. Why not, if you're a child of God? What about your youth being renewed like the eagles? What about they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength? What about other scriptures? What about being fruitful in old age? Well, I hope you don't say, you can't expect a lot at my age. Don't you dare ever say that. Amen indeed. But Caleb, 85, listen to him. Numbers 13:30. He's one of the 12 spies that went in to spy out the promised land. 10 brought back an evil report. He brought back a good report with Joshua. Because of the evil report, 2.5 million are in fear. Caleb stands up. Oh, thank God, when an elderly man or elderly woman stands up, and when they open their mouth, they say something good, something with life in it. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life. Amen? Amen. Thank God for the honors of our world, the brother here, the retired pastor, and others. Thank God for each one who's still on fire for God, who loves the Lord. You've served God all your life. Why should you stop now? Why should you ever dare to speak nonsense when up to now you've spoken the words of life? People need to hear the words of life. So Caleb opens his mouth and the Bible says he stills the people before Moses. And he said, let us go up at once and possess the land. He says, I love these words, we are well able. Hallelujah. Let us go up at once. He didn't say, well, I think we should have a committee meeting. He said, let's go up at once. I think somebody should take the minutes. No, let's go up at once. Now I know you're thinking, oh, this pastor doesn't like meetings. Yes, I do. But I'm saying on this occasion, he didn't say that second meeting. I'm glad he didn't. He said, we're well able to overcome it. Hallelujah. We're well able. How about Daniel 3:17? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have been threatened with being thrown in the furnace unless they bow down and worship the golden image. They say, we're not bowing. Or we may burn, but we're not bowing. Then they said this. Oh, I love this. Our God is able. Hallelujah. Our God is able. When my poor darling hit the dust at the end of August, those of you who love your wives will know how much it hurts. Those of you who love your husbands, love your children, how much it hurts when they're hurting. You hurt. You hurt. You wish it hadn't happened, but it did happen. But I thank God that as my poor darling screamed in pain, I could say, my God is able. Our God is able. Our God will get us up. Our God will get you up, darling. Our God will bring you through. Our God will help this young man to look after you and get you back to health in the name of Jesus. And that sister Shola had to believe that too. My God is able. My God's not going to leave me now. Brother Len, you did a great job in leading worship. That was sensitive this morning. That was lovely. I was blessed and encouraged. Bless you. And we sang that song, Faithful One. He is faithful. He is faithful. The people that know their God know what? Know that He's faithful. He's the same. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord. I change not. Know that He's all-powerful. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for Him. Nothing's impossible with Him. Knowing that He is not the great I was, He's the great I am. Hallelujah. I've been to the Albert Hall. I never got to meet George Jeffries. I heard about him. I never got to meet Smith Wigglesworth. I heard about him. But I often hear people talking about, oh, the days of George Jeffries. Oh, the days of Stephen Jeffries. Oh, the days of Smith Wigglesworth. Brothers and sisters, where is the God of Stephen Jeffries, George Jeffries, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Semple McPherson? Where is the God of those people? Where's the God of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? He's here.
Amen.
He's alive. He's alive, and he's in Welling, and he's in the Wellspring Pentecostal Church in New Road. Amen. And he's for you, and he's with you, and he's in you, and he's working out his plan and his purposes for you and through you. That's what our brother said in that word God gave him this morning. He knows the plans he has for you. You weren't born and God wasn't walking up and down heaven saying, what will I do with this one? Oh my, what am I going to do with this one? Before you were born, he had plans for you. Before you were born, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, the Bible says you were chosen in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Moving on. How about 2 Chronicles 16:9? God said this to King Asa. The eyes of the Lord, this is a great verse. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Why? Seeking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is faithful, whose heart is loyal towards him. Amen?
Amen.
Number two, quickly. The secret of the Christian strength is the source. The source of that strength. The secret of the Christian strength is the source of that strength. What is the source? Wrong question. Who is the source? Correct question. The source is the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. Psalm 27:1, or you know it, David the psalmist said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Psalm 84:5, blessed is the man, blessed is the woman, whose strength is in thee. How about Isaiah 40:31? They that wait, what does that mean? They that hope, they that expect. They who focus their eyes and fix their hearts on the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, they that trust in the Lord, shall what? Shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. How about Ephesians 6:10? The Apostle Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How about 2 Corinthians 12:9? The Lord said this to Paul. The Lord said, Paul, you've asked me 3 times to take away the situations in your life that are a real problem to you right now. I'm not going to do that, Paul. But this is what you'll find. My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul's response, most gladly, therefore, he says, will I glory? Will I boast in my weaknesses, my infirmities? Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Here it is. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. One translation says, God said, my power shows up best in weak people. Amen?
Amen.
Philippians 4:13, I have a 10-finger prayer for you. Are you ready? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13, 10-finger prayer. Oh, I don't think I can do that. Yes, you can. I'm a member of the Can-Do tribe. I worked with Ruth, my wife, as a missionary in Uganda for 6 years. We saw lots of tribes there. And when I was there one day, I preached on this text, Philippians 4:13, and I said, today I'd like to introduce you to the big chief, because they have chiefs there. I said, I'm the chief of the Kandu tribe. They looked at me, they looked at each other. Some of the black people went white and I went a bit black. I said, let me explain. Let me explain. I said, listen, the Bible says, the Word of God says, and sometimes I have five interpreters lined up, so your sermon, a 45-minute message, became very long now. But they didn't mind, the services were 5 hours long. And I came back in 1996, took on a church in London, where after an hour, they're already looking at their watches. Now, I never minded that, but when they shook them to see if they had stopped, no, that was too far. I said, I'm the chief of the Kandu tribe. How about you? Are you a member of the Kandu tribe?
Yes.
Or are you so easily led to say, oh. Brother, would you testify? Brother, would you sing? Brother, would you play? Brother, would you take the offering? Brother, would you? Sister, would you? I didn't pray about it. I meant to seek the Lord. What's there to seek about? The answer is, yes, I will. And then panic. No. The answer is yes, I will, gladly. The Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Amen. So be a member of the Kandu tribe. I'm the chief, by the way, of the Kandu tribe. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Number three. And I got a little note to say it's okay to go on a few minutes extra. So thank you for that. Number three. The secret of the Christian strength is the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, in the Old Testament, the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon certain people, came upon Samson, came upon King Saul, came upon the prophets, came upon others. Zechariah 4:6, the Lord says this. He says, this is the word of the Lord. It's not by might, not by power, but what? By my Spirit, says the Lord. In the New Testament, John 14, verse 17, Jesus taught his disciples that the Holy Spirit would be in them. Not on them, not just with them, but in them. Jesus said, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you. Listen, he shall be in you. Brother, sister, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? You should be. And say, oh yes, I remember it was the 4th of August, 19, too far back. How about this morning? You say, I need to get filled again? Yes. I wish I had a car that I only had to fill once. Now the Holy Spirit doesn't run out, but the Apostle Paul said, keep being filled, be 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 being filled with the Holy Spirit. Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you received the filling of the Holy Spirit this morning? I sincerely hope so. Keep being filled, be being filled. Jesus said to his disciples in Acts 1:8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, has come upon you. And he said, you'll be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And the Bible says in Acts 2, 120 met in the upper room in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit descended like flames of fire and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the mother of Jesus was there too. Praise the Lord. I'm going to move to number four. The secret of the Christian strength is in their spiritual food. I've been told I'm going to have casserole today, later on. I've been told I'm going to have my favorite apple pie, homemade apple pie. When I got that message, I sent one word back, core. I said, core, never mind. The secret of the Christian strength is in their spiritual food. Jesus said this in Matthew 4:4. He said, man shall not live by McDonald's, Kentucky, Jamaican, Indian. For sake of time, you can add on your own flavors. Man shall not live by bread, by natural food alone. Because if you try and just exist with just stuffing the face, filling the stomach, the spirit and the soul suffer. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but how shall he live then? By every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I love this scripture in 1 John 2:14. John says this. He says, I've written to you, young men, because you're strong. How about that? Young people this morning, are you strong in the Lord? Middle-aged, older people, are you strong in the Lord? He says, I've written to you because you're strong. What was the secret of their strength? He says, the word of God abides in you. That's it. Paul said in Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Proverbs 10:29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Word of God, that's the way of the Lord. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from mine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Listen, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. How about David's prayer? Psalm 119, verse 25. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Quicken, revive, renew, stimulate me according to your word. Psalm 119:28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Psalm 119:107. I am afflicted, says David. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Quicken me, revive me, restore me, renew me, refresh me, according to thy word. How about Psalm 1, verse 1? Blessed is the man, the woman, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But her delight is in the law of the Lord, is in the word of God. And in the word of God, they meditate day and night. What will happen? They will be like a tree planted by the rivers of life, rivers of water. A tree that bringeth forth fruit in its season. The leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever that person does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Here I see constantly refreshed. Constantly being refreshed. Ever green and ever fruitful. Amen? Amen. Well, we're at number 5, and I've been told I can stop at 20 to 1. So, Lord, will you slow the time down for me? And I'll get to number 7. But I don't want to rush it. God's word's too precious for that. Number 5. The secret of the Christian strength is their confidence in the Lord's permanent presence. Amen? Amen. Their confidence in the Lord's permanent presence. Here we have in the word of God, we have a 17-year-old young man. King Saul and his armies have been terrified for 40 days by a great hulk of a man, a giant called Goliath. And he comes out and stands at the top of the hill and shouts at them, and they go, here comes David, 17 years of age. He says, who is this? Long story short, they told him who he was, told him how fearful they were, and he said, let me go out and sort it out. He said, but you can't go, you're only 17. So what? My God is ageless. You can't go, you're but a youth. This man, he's a man of war from his youth. So what? You can't go. What have you got? A sling and 5 stones? What's he got? Look at him. He's covered from head to foot with armor and covered with a big, big sword. Don't you see the length of it? It's nearly as tall as you. Nearly as long as your eye. He said, no problem. Here's David. Oh, I love this. He says, I'll go. After all that, you can't. He said, I'll go, and I'll tell you why I'll go. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the bear, when the lion and the bear came to steal one of my father's sheep, I dealt with them, I turned them inside out. The same God that was with me then, he's with me now. Because he's the God that never leaves you. He's the God that never forsakes you. And the God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the bear, he'll deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Hallelujah. Some of you are getting on in years, like I am. You've come through hard times. My first wife went to be with Jesus in 1983, having struggled with cancer. That wasn't nice, it was hard, it was difficult. But you see, she lasted, I say lasted, she lived a normal life for 23 years longer than the doctor said. Because they'd given her 6 months at one time. But God stepped in. And all the way through her sickness, we said, the Lord that delivered her then, he's able to deliver her now. When my poor darling Ruth fell at the end of August, the Lord that's delivered us in the past, he'll deliver us now. He hasn't changed. He's able. You hold on to that. Sister Shola, the God that's brought you through this, he'll bring you through anything because he loves you. And he's not finished with you. That's what they told me. I had 2 heart attacks as a missionary in Uganda. Wrong place to have one. There's no 999. There's no not in Uganda. It was too dangerous where I lived. It was too dangerous to get a doctor. I could have died, but thank God I didn't die. Why not? Because God hadn't finished with me. Amen. And I'm not going anywhere until he's finished with me. The scripture that helped me through that time was David the psalmist said, he said, I shall live and I'll not die. That's the word God gave me. And I thought, yes, I'll hold on to that. That's good. I'll live and not die. It's not over, they say, until the fat lady sings. No, it's not over until God says it's over. And then it's not over because the way I read my Bible is we're coming back to earth. We go up and we come back and we're going to serve with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No sitting under banana trees. No playing the harp. You might play the guitar, but no, just sitting around. We're going to reign with him. Hallelujah. We suffer with him now. We're going to reign with him. Hallelujah. Amen. You better get used to me because I'm going to be around for eternity. I'm going to move in right next to you in heaven. Quickly, Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, even to the end of the age. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to go quickly to number 6 so that I don't leave you wondering what the 6 and 7 things were. If you're making notes, please write down Isaiah 41:10. God says, fear not, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Please read Isaiah 43:2. God says, when you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you'll not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you'll not be burned. The flames will not consume you. Psalm 23:4, you know there, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why not? Because you're with me. Okay, here's number 6. The secret of the Christian strength is the joy of the Lord. The secret of the Christian strength is the joy of the Lord. Yes, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Nehemiah 8 verse 9, please read the story of Nehemiah and how the people asked to hear the word of God being read. And the word of God was read. And they wept, or they cried, and they repented, and they went, they hit the dust. And Nehemiah and Ezra and others, leaders of the Levites, said, get up, rejoice. Don't cry, stop crying. Today is a good day. Don't you know the joy of the Lord is your strength? They rejoiced and they became strong. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Proverbs 15:15. He or she that has a merry heart has a continual feast. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Galatians 6:22. The fruit of 5:22 rather. The fruit of the Spirit is what? It's joy. Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Some Christians, they look like they've been pickled in vinegar. Why? The joy of the Lord is your strength. A merry heart is good like a medicine. The Bible says, he that has a cheerful heart has a cheerful countenance. So if you're happy this morning, I'm not going to look at anyone in particular. If you're happy and you look miserable, will you please tell your face that you're happy? I love this. Jeremiah 15:16, the prophet said, thy words were found and I did eat them. Oh, I'm not suggesting you eat your Bible, eat it spiritually. He says, your word was found, I did eat your word, he said, and your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Number 7, the secret of the Christian's strength is in quietness and confidence. If you said to me, Jim, do you think out of the 7 you've mentioned, is the one that's helped you more than anything? I would have to say it's this one. Can I say something ever so quickly? There are people in life that may be on the phone, maybe in church, maybe at work. You've met those people, and if you haven't, you soon will. You'll meet them tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on. Gotta be done now. Gotta be done now. Come on, come on, come on. I've got to have an answer right away. Come on, come on, come on, now. Sometimes they're trying to sell you something. Oh, you've got to sign now. You've got to take this now because there's a special offer. Oh, yeah. And if you don't do it now, oh, yeah. Friend, never let the devil rush you to do anything. Please, out of all I've said, hold on to this. It's based on scripture, Isaiah 30:15. In quietness. When you feel yourself being flustered. Come on, come on, come on, come on, we gotta. Hold on a minute. Seriously. I'm not here as an expert. You're called to sing, you're called to speak, you're called to testify. Don't get up and get all flustered. No. Still yourself. Take a few seconds. Take a deep breath. You don't have to go so that everybody sees. They'll think you're ill. But inside, I do it constantly. And when I'm ready, I'll say, hello, it's great to be here. Because all that tension, all that has gone, if there was any. In quietness. And confidence. Be still, says God. Be still and know that I am God. God said, I can handle this. I have to finish, unfortunately. Isaiah 26, verse 3. The Word of God says, you will keep him. Father God, you will keep him. You will keep her in perfect peace of mind. This day for me. I'll probably pick this up another time because there are other things that I could share with you. I brought a remote control, and this will take about 30 seconds to do. You're looking at a man who almost killed himself. I tried it and failed, and I was going to do it, try again with my army rifle and blow my brains out in the army. Because I was so depressed, suicidal depression.
And I got saved at the age of 18, filled with the Holy Spirit a few weeks later. Have I ever had depression since? Never. Has it ever knocked on my door? Yes. What do? I don't believe you'll ever forget this. How do I defeat depression? I change channels. And I change to the Word. And I quote God's Word to myself. So I humbly submit that in the hope that it's been a help to you this morning and any who will listen to it. The secret of the Christian strength and the will of God. If you'll have me back one day, I'll continue. Or I have to leave off. But there's an Irish proverb, and I come from Ireland, and it says, blessed are those who keep the time on their first visit, because they shall verily be invited back. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much.